My name is Uwe Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak why are girls love bad boys. It looks totally stupid, no? And it is true. Bad boys are so attractive for the females because they are the coolest. They don't care for the females. They do what they want. And now every woman is saying, no, I don't want that. The women even know before they are connected to that bad boys that it is a bad connection. On the other side, it's so exciting, amazing. Nice guys are so boring. And women want to explore their wild side in the life. And the life is so precious. And not all the time just boring stuff. Bad boys show their real feelings. They don't fake their feelings. They don't make a show. They don't fake their confidence. They are totally authentic. They say what they think. They are brutally honest. And they don't want to be nice. They want just to be themselves. Guess women want that also. And they want this, that others are living in this, and they can get an idea what is to be authentic. And even they cannot predict it, what the bad boys are doing with them. In their sex life, for instance, bad boys are doing just what they want, what is coming in their head without asking them if this is okay, if this is not okay also. They do it. And that is exciting. It's not boring. Like the nice guy, can I sleep maybe with you? The bad boys just sleep with them. If they like to have intercourse, they do it. If you see the movie Last Tango in Paris with Marlon Brando and Maria Schneider, one of the greatest movies ever have made. And it's hard to understand the fascination that the girl felt with Marlon Brando. He made just what he wanted. Nice guys are making something what they know is safe, they play safe. It's wrong for them. If we confronted with challenge, with huge challenge, we can grow from that. And women want to grow, want to explore themselves, and they want also that the other guy is exploring them. And in normal affairs, it's just boring. You cannot explore other person if you play safe. You cannot see the hidden parts of the personality if you play safe. And if you have a huge challenge, you feel totally alive. And not all the time the same thing, or play safe, make a big show like a nice guy. No, they don't make such things. They just be it to this moment. Nobody can predict what they make the next moment. And they lead the girls instead to do what the women want. And they have total confidence in the thing what they're doing. And even if they're talking and they get abused, they still have everything under their control and make all of this abuse a joke. So this means that a girl cannot make anything wrong. Even if she is abusing him, he's making a joke out of it. And she can be as she wants. And with a nice guy, she has all the time 1,000 rules, and she had to do what the guy wants, or the guy has to do what she wants. That's not amazing. That's boring. And then you have real love. And the thing is not under your control. The girl doesn't want that the nice guy is thinking that you are fragile. They want to show their strong side, also their weak side. They want to show everything. And the bad boys, they don't be afraid of that. And life can be really exciting. But with a nice guy, never. Nice guy are just guys for marriage, nothing more. And so if you live your wild side, you can rethink your life. You can understand what is working for you and what is not working for you. And women are too shy to share their feelings or their desires. And they want that the guy is doing the things what they want without even communicating with it. And with bad boys, they have more chance to get the things what they want. Maybe they want extraordinary sex positions. And bad boys doesn't care for the public. They kiss the girl when they feel love. They don't care for anybody else. And they want to explore the body and what is working with this girl and what's not working and so on. Okay, thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.